And welcome to the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with MSO News Sports, joined by our Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, happy to be back once again, Bill. And as they say, wait till next year.
Exactly. Well, the Red Sox had a little press conference on Monday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the bats were on fire for the divisional series for the Red Sox early on in the championship series against the Astros. But they fizzled out in the end. And so I know since the last time we talked, Game 6 was played against the Astros.
It certainly was. And they fizzled. The bats just plain out died. They lost to the Astros 5-0 in Game 6 in Houston. Astros didn't take the series 4-2 to advance the World Series against the Atlanta Braves. Red Sox were 0-19 with runners in scoring position combined in Games 4, 5, and 6. Sox scored 21 runs in their victories in Games 2 and 3, but then just had 10 total hits in Games 4, 5, and 6. I've really never seen anything like it where an offense was just clicking on all cylinders and just about in a blink of an eye, it was over. I mean, the Red Sox in Game 4 had a 2-1 lead going into the 8th inning. Of course, a home run by Jose Altuve tied that game, and then the Astros went on to take the game. And the rest of the series after that was, you know, after Xander Bogaerts hit the home run in the bottom of the first in Game 4 to put the Sox up 2-1, that was basically it for the offense. It's really unbelievable what happened to the Red Sox bats.
But, you know, you look at the Stros pitching, and I'll still call them the Stros, but you look at what they did, I mean, their pitching just simply improved. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they definitely did. I mean, pitchers that were getting rocked in their first appearances of the series came back toward the end of the series, and yeah, they were pitching like Cy Young candidates. I mean, it was really remarkable the way they turned things around, and obviously they're on to the World Series.
All right, Andy, tell me now about the press conference that was held yesterday.
Yeah, it involved manager Alex Cora, chief baseball officer Chaim Bloom, president Sam Kennedy, and GM Brian O'Halloran. It was the end-of-the-year press conference wrap-up. When asked about the future of the current players on the roster, the organization emphasized that Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers are considered to be cornerstone players. Alex Cora said there's plenty of unfinished business for this team. He's looking ahead to a bright future for this squad. So we'll have to see how things all play out in the offseason. Of course, lots of moves will be made between now and then. The roster could have a complete turnover the way things work in baseball these days. So we'll have to see how things all play out going forward.
I mean, it is possible that there'll be a bunch of different faces on this 2022 team, right? Or
oh, no doubt about it. I mean, obviously there's a lot of free agents that are on the roster currently, and other moves could be made. I mean, I don't think Chaim Bloom's a guy that's going to hold anyone back. If a trade comes his way that he thinks can improve the organization for next year and going forward, he's going to make that move. I mean, you look at the free agent situation right now, Kyle Schwarber, Eduardo Rodriguez, Adam Ottavino, Danny Santana, Hansel Robles, and Jose Iglesias will all be hitting the market once the World Series finishes. J.D. Martinez has a player option worth $19.75 million. You can think J.D. is going to pick that option up, but that still doesn't stop the Red Sox from potentially trading him in the offseason. Maybe they eat part of that contract and trade him to get to some prospects. Who knows? I mean, that could let them bring back Kyle Schwarber if J.D. does depart. Obviously, with Schwarber then would become the full-time D.H., but obviously that remains to be seen. Red Sox who have team options on pitchers Martin Perez and Garrett Richards. I don't think you'll see the Red Sox pick up those options. So there's two other pitchers from the roster that potentially could be gone going into next year. So, again, could be a lot of new faces out there. I mean, you have your core guys that you expect will be back, but, you know, a lot of the fringe guys and some other guys maybe that you don't expect could be gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got your key guys that will always be on the team, like Mookie Betts and whatever, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's patrolling right field as we speak.
Yeah, there you go. Andy, any other player notes or before we jump to the World Series and Nesson Plus today?
Yes, actually, the Red Sox have designated outfielder Franchi Cordero for assignment. So we'll have to see if he clears waivers. He ends up taking a minor league deal with the team, or they just outright release him. And the Red Sox yesterday also announced the first base coach, Tom Goodwin, will not be returning next year, but the rest of the coaching staff will be retained.
All right, so if we're home this afternoon at about 3 o'clock, checking out Nesson Plus while the flood waters rise, what are we going to see?
Yeah, what a better way to spend a nor'easter afternoon watching the Red Sox come away with a victory. This week on Nesson Plus, it's all Pedro Martinez, the best of Pedro, First pitch again at 3 o'clock on NESN Plus, a game from May the 15th. Back in 2000, Red Sox shut out the Orioles 9-0 in Baltimore. Pedro tossing a two-hit shutout. He strikes out 15, doesn't walk anyone, and he improved to 6-1 on the season at that time. So little Pedro action. Actually, he turned 50 years old yesterday, so that's why we're celebrating the best of Pedro all this week on NESN Plus.
All right. Let's go to the rest of Major League Baseball, which would mean National League stuff. You want to update us on where we stand there? As we know, the World Series begins tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. But take us through the National League Series, if you will.
Yeah, since last we spoke on Thursday, it was Game 5 of the NLCS in L.A. The Dodgers rolled over the Braves 11-2. Chris Taylor hit 3 home runs in the game for the Dodgers, 6 RBIs. He's the first player in history to hit 3 home runs in an elimination game. And A.J. Pollock added 2 home runs as well for the Dodgers that night. But then on Saturday, the Braves took the series, beating the Dodgers 4-2, winning the series 4-2. And obviously now the Braves move on, and we'll play the Astros, Game 1 of the World Series, as you mentioned, tonight at Minute Maid Park in Houston. First pitch coming your way at 8:09, so you have a little NESN Plus this afternoon at 3 with the Red Sox win, and then you can have dinner and get ready to watch the World Series tonight at 8.
And hopefully your power stays on. Any other MLB notes from the National League side of things?
Well, yesterday the Cardinals named bench coach 35-year-old Oliver Marmol as their new manager. He now becomes the youngest manager in the majors. And the Mariners yesterday, they announced that Ken Griffey Jr. has now become part of their ownership group.
Hmm. All right. All right, so the World Series does start tonight with Atlanta hosting Atlanta hosting the Astros. And what can you tell us about the series moving forward here?
Well, obviously, tomorrow will be Game 2 in Houston, and the series will shift to Atlanta for Games 3, 4, and if needed, Game 5 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if it goes Game 6 and 7, those will be back in Houston next Tuesday and next Wednesday.
Let me just stop you, Andy. So I misspoke, obviously. So the series is in Houston tonight then. Yeah.
Yes, series starting in Houston tonight and tomorrow, then Atlanta for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for games 3, 4, 5.
Well, you see, this is why with this weather forecast that we have, Andy, it's probably a good thing we didn't make the World Series because these games would be postponed, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a complete mess. I mean, the series, you know, obviously playing the Braves, the Red Sox would have the home field advantage. They had the better record. So, yeah, I mean, tonight's game obviously would be gone. Who knows about tomorrow when that rain would stop tomorrow if the field would be in playing condition. So things could have been backed up. But even the way things stand right now, if this thing goes a full 7 games, Bill, you're looking at Wednesday, November the 3rd to wrap up the 2021 season. I'm rooting for that. I always like a 7-game series and all playoff series to keep the interest level going. And I have wearing my Braves cap. I will be wearing my Braves hat throughout the World Series, not rooting for the Astros in any way, shape, or form. So hopefully Atlanta takes it in 7.
All right. I interrupted you, Andy, as you were getting on a roll there to talk about the series. Any other thoughts about the Astros-Braves World Series that starts tonight in Houston?
Well, I think it could be a good one. I mean, I think it could potentially do go the 7 games that I'd like to see happen. I mean, obviously you have 2 teams with great offenses. Braves, I give a little bit of an edge in the pitching department, but with Houston with the home field advantage, I mean, especially playing in that enclosed stadium at Minute Maid Park and the fans, the place really gets loud. But I think we'll see some good baseball over the next week and see how it all plays out. Then we can officially turn the page and start seeing moves being made for the 2022 season.
All right. I think you also have a note on the players' agreement and that kind of stuff.
That's looming out there, a potential lockout and by the owners. The collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners expires on December the 1st at 11:59 p.m. So baseball's 9th work stoppage, in the first in 26 years, could start on December 2nd. There's no agreement kind of in place working between the two sides, so maybe that'll start to ramp up once the World Series ends. But there's a lot of people out there thinking that's going to drag on and could lead into the spring training and whatnot. But, if the work stoppage starts on December 2nd, that means there'll be a freezing period on players signing as free agents. So some players may rush to sign before that December 2nd date, or it's going to be a mad rush once things get agreed upon at some point before spring training and the next season starts. So hopefully we don't want to bring doom to the upcoming 2022 season, but that's something you do have to keep an eye on out there, that there could be a lot of turmoil going on in the off season for baseball as a whole, not just the local 9.
Well, Andy, it's not unusual for you to leave us on a down note on these podcasts.
Yeah, that's probably my MO. I'm always good for a little down note to finish things off.
But on that note, Andy, great job, and we'll talk again soon. And anything else to share with us?
Well, it was obviously a fun season for the Red Sox. No one really expected them to go as far as they did. I certainly didn't. I don't know anyone that did. And they gave us a lot of exciting games, and just disappointing the way it all finished off at the end, where everyone kind of went to sleep early on that Red Sox lineup. But, you have to give your tip of the cap to the Red Sox for their 2021 season.
Yeah, the Kike Hernandez World playoffs, that's for sure.
Yeah. Certainly was.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. You're right, Andy. All right, great talking with you. That's Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.